So when Jesus talks about life to the full, it sounds awesome, doesn't it? Like, it sounds like something that we all would want. The true, full, abundant life that Jesus came to bring, a life of significance, a life of security, a life of satisfaction, a life that you and I were created for. I mean, who wouldn't want that, right? Like, don't raise your hand if you don't want that, but I'm assuming if you don't want that, you're probably not in the right place this morning, all right? The problem is that for so many of us, our understanding of life is defined by a schedule, by a collection of activities and obligations that fill our time. And on some level, we equate living to being merely busy. But there's a difference between a full life, a life that's full of activity, and life to the full that Jesus brings. And I think busy people would agree that busyness does not equal life to the full. We allow more commitments to come into our schedules than we actually have the time or the energy for. We're driven by obligation, by the demands of others, by societal pressure to fill our lives and our schedules with activity. But Jesus does not give you a full life. Jesus gives you life to the full. As we continue the Beyond sermon series that we've been working through this morning, we've been talking over the last few weeks about the different beyonds that God calls us to. As we follow Jesus into the life for which we were created, he calls us beyond certain things. And anytime we're called beyond our current reality, there's resistance, right? Sometimes there's fear, sometimes there's doubt, or sometimes it's just our own comfort with our current reality. We don't want to change anything because change is hard. And if change were easy, then people wouldn't fear it and they wouldn't find it difficult. But there is a call to go beyond our current reality. And that call is on each of us as individuals, but also as a family of faith, as a congregation that God has gathered, that God is calling us to go beyond and to face that resistance as well. And so we're going to turn and look at the back screen and read our theme verse together. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So in our gospel reading this morning, Jesus, he does a little mixing of metaphors here. He calls himself by a couple different names. He calls himself the shepherd, and he calls himself the gate. And he talks about these thieves and these outlaws who are trying to get into the sheep pen. Now, I was talking with Laura about this last night, and we sort of realized that neither of us have ever raised sheep before. And so the metaphor is a little bit challenging, right? So if you've not had that experience, it's sometimes hard to relate to what Jesus is saying. But what Jesus is trying to communicate is that not everything that comes into your life is of God. And not everything that comes into your life is for your good. Not every activity that can appear beneficial is actually of benefit. Because a life filled with activity is not the same as life to the full. Only that which passes through Jesus, the gate, into your life contributes to the true, full, and authentic life that Jesus came to bring. And that which comes into your life another way, through the obligations and the demands and the pressures, those are the thieves and the outlaws that seek to steal, kill, and destroy. Which begs the question, how do we know the difference? How do we know what is coming into our life that brings us life to the full versus how do we know that which is there to seek, to steal, kill, and destroy? I think it's actually pretty simple if we allow it to be. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8, he says, there isn't any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So that which comes into your life that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy is that which the primary driver of you doing that thing is either fear, guilt, or shame. Anytime with you're faced with the fear of not having enough, anytime you're faced with guilt over not doing enough, and anytime you're faced with shame over not being good enough, that is a voice of condemnation. That is the voice that's driving you to do something that will end up stealing, killing, and destroying. And that is a voice that cannot possibly be Jesus. Paul also writes in 2 Corinthians, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we feel that freedom when we find our sense of significance and our sense of security and our sense of satisfaction in that which comes into our lives through Jesus. Not a life full of activity, but from what passes into our lives through Jesus, who calls himself the gate. The overarching narrative of the Gospels paints this picture of what Jesus is calling us to and what a life to the full according to Jesus actually is. And it's not necessarily a life filled with activity, but it's life to the full as a life on mission, following Jesus with others, bring glory to God and good news to the world. Any life that's not oriented around that might be a life that's full of stuff and might be a life that for a time offers some version of significance or security or satisfaction, but eventually that runs out. Eventually, there's an end that comes to those feelings because none of that is eternal. None of that is transformative. And here's the good news for us. As those who Jesus refers to as sheep in the sheep pen, vulnerable to thieves and outlaws coming in and trying to steal, kill, and destroy by driving us through fear, guilt, and shame. This is the good news. Sheep are not expected to fight their own battles. Sheep are not capable of fighting their own battles. And so therefore, they have someone who fights the battle for them. You ever seen a picture of a shepherd from the first century? They're always carrying a big giant stick, right? And that stick is not to help them walk as they lead their sheep. That stick is intended to deal with the thieves and the outlaws. When we don't know how to get to life to the full, when we find ourselves being pulled in a million different directions by the demands and the obligations and the societal pressures, and we think that it's on us to figure all that out, and to fight those battles, Jesus says, no, 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 no. Just stand behind me. I'm the one with the stick. We don't have to be the ones to fight all that off. We simply go to Jesus in worship and in prayer and in scripture reading and in community. And when we go to those places, we find that Jesus, the good shepherd, is there to fight the battles for us. And to lead us into the true, full, authentic life that he laid down his life for you and I to have. And Jesus' purpose for the church is to create opportunities for you to experience that life to the full, for you to be equipped for that life to the full, and for you and I to be empowered to extend that life to the full to those who are not connected to it in the ways that we are becoming. That's why you hear me say from time to time, and you experience me pushing back on the mentality around church that an hour on Sunday is enough to form you in this life to the full that Jesus came to bring. And I get that that's the model of church that most of us have grown up in, but it just isn't enough. And it's not because the church is demanding something from you or needs something from you or wants to add more to your schedule. It's because it doesn't work. Life to the full is a daily following the good shepherd. And when things come into our lives that don't come through that gate, but come over the side of the fence, it's knowing and learning to hear the voice of that good shepherd who calls us to get behind him because he's about to start swinging. And 1 hour a week just doesn't get it done. It just doesn't make it happen. Imagine what would happen if you let Jesus, the good shepherd, fight those battles and rid your life of the thieves and the outlaws who through guilt, shame, and fear seek to bind you up in a life that's full of activity, but that does not provide the true, full, authentic life that Jesus came to bring. Imagine if you let Jesus do that. Imagine if you let Jesus provide you with that life, how much more bandwidth you would have, how much less anxious you would feel, how much less scattered and all over the place your lives would be, and how much more space there would be created for what Jesus wants you to experience and offer to others. I don't know about you, but that's good news that I need to hear, because it is contrary to the way the world is set up, the pressures that we feel, the demands that are placed upon us, the obligations that we find ourselves taking on. And there's a lot of ways that this is lived out, and it's not possible to do it alone, because not only do sheep not fight their own battles, but they don't follow a shepherd by themselves. Part of what it means to be a family of faith is that we do this together, so that when we need that offloading, there's someone there to help us carry the burden. And when we have some space, we're able to carry that for others and with others. We've been talking these last few weeks about our vision and our strategic plan and the breakthrough objectives that we feel like God is calling us to, about being an inclusive church and a welcoming church. And our third breakthrough objective that we're dealing with today is about being a thriving church. And this is the objective. At King of Kings, we are a thriving faith community, thriving faith family, active in community, inside and outside our walls, utilizing group life both on Sunday and throughout our daily lives. And so we're going to focus this morning on the opportunities that exist for you to participate in this objective. And so when you came in, you noticed that the room was a little bit different. You've all kind of filed in as is needed. So thank you for that. And you got booklets that share the different engagement opportunities. And so you've already at your tables. If you're not at a table, go to the one where there's a number that matches the number on your booklet. If you don't have a booklet, grab one. And so over the next 40 minutes or so, you're going to hear from 8 different speakers. And it's going to be a little bit like speed dating, okay? So you all will stay where you're at, and the speakers are going to rotate around you. And so each speaker is going to share what is new in their area, what is next in their area, and what is needed. And our hope is that you will hear engagement opportunities that will inspire you to want to learn more. Now, learning more doesn't sign you up for anything. It doesn't commit you to anything more than just a conversation. There's a card also inside the booklet where you can indicate the ones you'd like to learn more about. And I want to be clear about something. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Meaning that I'm not looking for people driven by fear, guilt, or shame into making themselves more busy by signing up for stuff here at church, which unfortunately is how churches often find volunteers, as they just sort of leverage fear, guilt, or shame to get people. That's not what I'm looking for. What I hope is that you will engage in opportunities that will connect you to a sense of significance, a sense of security, a sense of satisfaction that is already available to you in Christ. Trusting that Jesus knows how busy the life is that you've constructed for yourself, and yet desires to set you free of that, to follow him beyond your schedule. So those of you who are speakers, if you're already at your table, great. If you're not, get there, and I'll get to mine in a second. And then we'll take about 5 minutes each time and rotate, and then we'll regather to close the service with communion.
All right.
Yeah, I sent an email out.
So if you want to turn to Sunday Growth Lab, I'll read it aloud for you. Sunday Growth Lab that's starting. So if you see here, it says Growth Labs are multi-week gatherings following our 9:30 a.m. service designed for spiritual growth and encouragement to help us grow as an inclusive, welcoming, and thriving congregation. I feel like this one comes right off the heels of what he said today, right? So this is a really good one. And then when he said it's like speed dating, I said to Cindy, pick me. So we've heard lots, right, of pastor encouraging us to engage with Jesus outside of worship on Sundays, to grow in our spirituality and our spiritual maturity. And we've also seen in surveys and conversations that pastor had that people are desiring a Sunday learning opportunity. Time for, you know, more of that outside of the worship. And so when council sat down, well, actually, I can even back up a little. Last year, we had living rooms, they were called, and then we had table talks this summer. So we've kind of been dappling in piloting this a little bit to see kind of what formats work and what people's interests maybe come around to. And so when it was time to start talking about our fall programming and going back to two services, council talked about leaving it at 9:30. So you've heard about that. But that's allowing us then to kind of build into our mentality that we can stay for that. Church will be at 9:30. There'll be 8:15 and 9:30 starting October 8th. And then after church will be this growth lab. And so if you'd like to stay and participate, that's what that's going to be. It kind of allows those 8:15 folks to, you know, not go too long without coming back too. And then all of us to get out of, you know, here in a timely manner, so we're not having to serve lunch and deal with lunch and all those things. So that's kind of the thinking behind that time frame piece. And then I love that he kind of learned, he chose the name. I don't think anybody was a part of it, but Growth Lab, right? I teach middle school, and I teach a class called Lab, and I always say to the kids, what do you think about? You think science, experiments, right? And that's kind of this idea with Growth Lab, right? Learning strategies and digging in for yourself and trying to figure out, you know, what works for you. So if you go to the next one of the what's next, it's going to start on the 8th. They're going to run in 5 to 6 week sessions or topics. So in the what's next, it says that he is going to do this first one on helping you learn to hear from God for yourself. So as he talked today, right, like I'm anticipating that we get to kind of dig into thinking about and discerning where that will lead us. So I feel like it kind of fits right in. So the what's needed is kind of our call to action to you. Hopefully you'll participate. I do want to make a little side note that while it's a 5 to 6 week topic or session, it's not something where it's like you look at your calendar and you say, well, I'm not going to be there 2 weeks. I shouldn't go to any, right? They're not going to build off of each other like that right now. So, you know, you can come in and out each Sunday as it fits your schedule. But we're hoping for your participation. And so when I stop talking in a minute, you know, if you have some feedback for me or thoughts or ideas about what you'd like to see, I'm kind of taking notes on that and pulling that out. So what do you think, Walden? You going to come to Growth Lab? You aren't hearing me? All right, we need to change seats, so we're going to sit right next. We're going to sit between you. Yeah.
Too much noise.
Is it? So after church on Sundays, kind of like good old Sunday school, in my opinion, if you want to go back to that, right? There'll be topics, and he's going to start in October with one called, what did I say? How to Hear God for Yourself. So when he was talking just now about the shepherd and listening to things that are good for us, you know, through God. So that's the idea, is that we'll have that topic for 5 to 6 weeks after church.
Steve, you got my vote.
Thanks. Any quick feedback or topics you'd be interested in? Yes, that's the first one. Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's going to go through November 15th, so that'll be the session.
It's like 10:45 to 11:30.
Right after churchish, yeah, be done by about 11:30. Yeah, yeah. If you have topic ideas or thoughts, though, share them with either me or Pastor, please.
All right.
Laura,
all right.
I think you should sit here, guys.
Okay. All right. Welcome. I'm Laura Johnson, Family Mission Coordinator.
I don't think that's on.
It's not on? I think it's working for you. It's okay. For the live stream people. I'm probably too loud, to be honest, but okay. So what's new in Kid Fun and with our high school and college students? I'm going to start off with the college. We mailed 13 boxes to college students. Walden, do you see that? We mailed packages to college students. Mailed packages to college students. Look, right there. College. So some of our kids in this church who are in college, we're mailing them our packages. They got really excited to get them. We had 13 kids get packages. You can kind of pass it around. 10 are church family kids, and 3 are kids from the new college ministry that started up. So the second thing I have is we started a new check-in system. We all wear name badges now, so it's safer for kids to be wandering the church. We know who they are and where they should be. It's by age and grade. So that was our 25 kids came for back-to-school Sunday. The third thing, we earned $333 for our Kid Fun lemonade stand. So thank you for all your support last week for our lemonade stand. And we are going to use that money for the Good Gifts program. Lemonade stand, yeah. We are decorating room 8. This is where the kids go. If you want to know where the kids go with me and other friends and helpers, they go down to room 8. And we decorated it like under the sea because God is going deep with us. And so that's our theme this year. And to engage our kids in more of their, we wanted to engage the kids in faith at home. So we provide these booklets. And if they do their workbook pages or Bible fun pages at home, they get paid bucks at the store and they can spend them at the store, which is here in the church in room 4. So that's what's new. What's next? We are starting kid clubs. This will be after service. So we're starting kid clubs after service. Adults can do the Growth Lab with Pastor Eric in Fellowship Hall after the 9:30 service in 2 weeks. And the kids, woo, 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 can go play in the different clubs. We have Addie leading the art club. We have Lauren leading the pre-K play club. We have a Lego and Wiffle Ball club with our high school boys leading that one. And we have a theater club with a high school girl. So we have 7 of our youth helping to lead the kids in different classrooms. So we're going to use the space, and we're hoping friends join as well. And to sign up for this, I just went to Culver's yesterday.
Are you really loud on the other side?
Okay, you can get.
I know they need to hear you.
I know, I don't know what to do. Brian, can you turn me down? They hear me really loud.
They said I'm too loud.
Okay. I'll just talk quieter.
Or don't use the mic and talk loud.
Don't use the mic. Okay. So, if you sign up for the kid clubs, kids can earn $10 gift card. This is early bird sign up. And adults, if you sign up for the growth lab, I went to Lava Mountain and got a $10 gift card, and they threw in the cup and the coffee. So someone is going to be a lucky winner next week if they sign up for the class before next Sunday. And they love us at Lava Mountain, and we love them at Lava Mountain. So let's support our local businesses. And then finally, what's needed, we could use a nursery coordinator, a nursery attendant. So if you know anyone who might want to work in our nursery, invite them. And we could also use more volunteers, particularly if you can attend the early service and then help out as an adult the second service. That would be great. So thank you for listening. Our kids are awesome, and we love them.
You're awesome.
First, I'm going to show and tell lineup.
Yeah. All right, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Those of you who may not know, we might be using
Angie. Who doesn't know Angie?
I know. Well, there's a few people that don't. Apart from being the secretary, I also am very involved.
Yeah, yeah, just the LR. So if you,
so we have a lot of different roles that can occur. When I started writing them, I couldn't believe how much it can allow us to do.
But as far as actual group life goes, we have. The Hearts have on Monday, 2 Mondays a month, they meet at their home, and they might do music or a book or a movie, and then they discuss it, and then they eat, and then they socialize. So that's one way to stay connected with people. We have Kid Fun, which Laura just told you everything about that, and honestly, I don't know how she does it, but she's got more energy than I do. And I just recently started a new group. It's called Widows Life Together Group. And it's for only for our widowed people in the congregation. You're not invited. Sorry, Kevin. I don't want you to be invited. Speaking of Kevin, him and Angie Dempsey had a group called Beer and Beatitudes. Are you guys bringing that back into life? Okay, so that's something that we'll have in the late fall, and there'll be information about that. Outside of those kind of groups, we have regular gatherings, the King's Daughters Lunch, the third Friday of every month, and that's for women only. But don't worry, guys, because there's a men's breakfast every Thursday morning that you can go to. We have open tables. It's been talked that we might get that started again, and that's for the entire congregation to come together and just have a meal and socialize and just hang out. And so the really nice thing is that you receive on Thursdays King's Weekly Update. It's an email from me, and it's listing everything that the church is in doing, and as well as prayers and birthdays and anniversaries. But everything that's going on at church will be in the King's Weekly Update. And if you're not getting it, please use that little communication card, that little response card, and put your email address down, and I'll make sure you get on our list. And the other location that you'll always find information is in the Sunlight. So the next 3 to 4 weeks information is always in what's coming up and what's happening in King of Kings. So if there's something that you want to be involved in, there's contact information there. So you can reach out to that person. And if there's something that I discussed or that you don't see in the weekly update or in the Sunlight, but that you're interested in, then use that communication, that little response card, and write on it that there's something that you'd like to see happening at King of Kings. Now, Lucas mentioned that he'd like to do a golf and gospels group. So the people, anybody, male or female, can get together and play golf. Is it like maybe once a month? I don't know the details of it yet. And it probably won't start until next spring, but it's something that he's kicking around. But if there's a Bible study that you'd like to see, then just put it down and we can find somebody to host that, whether it's in person, in the morning, in the evening, or online. So it's not just about the hour that we spend together on Sunday morning. We are a family, and families get together, and we socialize, and we spend time together. And that's what we want to continue to do. We want to make sure that we continue to extend that family from one Sunday to the next, so that when you come next Sunday, you can get recharged all over again and go on to the next week. So do you guys have any questions? No? Yeah. Lots of stuff going on. We're so excited because, like I said, fall is coming, and now that people are calming down a little bit from the summer and they're traveling and they can get back into, you know, some other set activities to do in the winter. Prepare for Winter Harbor Days. And that's what's really nice, because if there is a group that you want to see but you don't want to go out in the winter and you don't want to go out at night, just say so. We'll put something together on Zoom. I mean, that's the only good thing that came out of the pandemic, I think, was the fact that we can stay connected online, that we can be in person but not have to be in person and not have to leave our homes and the safety of our homes and the comfort of our homes. So anyway, thank you for letting me share.
Sold me. I checked
you. Hello.
Hey, Cindy.
Hello.
Hello.
Operation.
Yeah.
Hope you can hear me. I know my voice doesn't carry very well, so sorry about that. Couple observations before I get into the community service activities is, one, this church is amazing. People show up for everything. So if you're worried about coordinating something, people will be behind you. I can't say enough about that. It's amazing. Second thing is, as I've worked my way around this community, it looks very affluent, but some pockets are not. There are just people who are really hurting, and they come out when they can, you know, when you can help them, they'll come out. But you just don't see it. I don't see them unless I do these things. So the current activities that we're doing right now, community service efforts, you probably know most of them, but Angel Fish is one. That's the Christmas giving effort to give gifts to children at Christmas time. And I have to say, for that, I have to race out there to get a tag. Those tags go like wildfire. It's amazing. The breakfast that we're doing on the fourth Saturday of each month, with a lot of you helping with that. And that's another place where I just see a lot of need. There's hunger out there. And so it's been a really good effort. Hope Shelter, you know about that for today. I think Jean's doing that 3 or 4 times a year, so that's serving a dinner at the Hope Shelter in Pontiac. VBS, another community outreach, blood drive, and then Micah 6 I don't know as much about, but I have not volunteered there. But I understand it's a real effort to supply food to people and fresh fruit and things that they can't get to or drive to. New things that we want to do are to partner with Love Inc. and help with their clothes closet. That clothes closet is at a church up in Oxford. So you can donate clothes there. And then if you're registered with Love Inc., you can get clothes for free. And they'll give you kind of paper money to purchase it, but you're not paying anything for it. It's just your allotment of what you're allowed to take. So that's really nice because it's free. And then the other one is the Fish Food Pantry. And I think what Pastor Eric's looking to do is to set up some regular efforts with them. So the food pantry, I've not done it either, but I understand it's packaging groceries and organizing it. And what he's looking for are people who have some time on Saturday morning, because he's going to set up, I believe, a schedule for some regular opportunities to go and volunteer. So questions. I know you guys have all helped with things, so. Yeah. Yeah. It's free to the clients. Yeah, so they, Love Inc. determines need somehow, but I think it's pretty open. And then once you go there, you can take whatever. They'll give you allotment of clothes. But yeah, their donation times, I'm not sure what those are because it moved to that church in Oxford and it's more limited time frames to donate. But I should get that information out to everybody. I don't know what it is right now. Yes, it's just clothes. No, the household effort closed because they had some issue with the building and there hasn't been the availability of another building. So, Yeah, and I don't know, but I would think kids' clothes would be in great need because they grow out of them. And so, Any other questions? I know you guys are all doing this stuff anyway, so you're very familiar with it, so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Micah 6 has been doing a lot. They're very active. Like, see them on Facebook. So, yeah, that might be something to try to get involved with.
I think people might need to know more about that because I don't know a lot
right.
about. I haven't done that, and so, but
yeah, I went. They did a bike giveaway a couple of years ago, and a friend of mine knew about it. She's a biker, and her friends were involved with it, so I went over, and anybody that showed up picked out a bicycle, got a helmet.
That's awesome.
I don't know, they had 100. Some of them were used, donated, some were from bike shops, but hundreds and hundreds of bicycles.
It's the same way with kids. I mean, the kids, like, they outgrow them and you just want to get rid of them. Like,
right.
Just come pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, it's yours, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. We get you.
Hello, everybody online. So we are looking at the Grow Outreach page, which is the last page in the booklet. And one of the things that's been clear to me in the last year in particular, but really in my almost 7 years of being here at King of Kings, and yes, I've been here almost 7 years, which I know is you know, shocking. Pat, were you on my call committee? Were you on the call committee? No? Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So can you just believe it's been 7 years? I know, right? It's gone by fast. That's right. So one of the things that really was clear to me from the beginning, but definitely in the last year, is that there's something different about King of Kings. There's something special about King of Kings that when people come here and they engage and they participate, that there's a benefit that to me feels more than the sum of its parts. Like, our worship is good, the preaching hopefully is good, you know, the kids program, like, all the things are good, but people seem to walk away receiving a lot more than what we maybe necessarily put on, which I think is, you know, a sign that the Holy Spirit is at work. What often happens, or there's a temptation that when you find a place like that, and you settle in and you engage, we don't always do a good job of telling other people about that. And there used to be a day where like everybody went to church. And so if you were somebody who was in, had a need or needed support or looking for relationships, looking to be engaged, like you already were doing that somewhere, or we assumed that people were already doing that. And so we didn't really feel the need to tell the story and to be invitational, unless we actually knew that they didn't have a place to go. Those days are gone. On any given Sunday, less than 20% of people are attending a church service, and less than 50% of Americans are members of a faith community. And then even membership, just because you're a member somewhere, doesn't necessarily mean that you're engaging, you know, with any degree of regularity. So the impetus then is on us who have received the benefit of being a part of a community like this to tell that story with intentionality. And so the Grow Outreach Program is going to help us to do that. We've partnered with a company called Church Marketing University. And what Church Marketing University does is helps congregations take advantage of all that is out there that is available for churches to tell their story. So one example of that is Google ad grants are provided by Google to nonprofits, $10,000 worth of free advertising per month. Google provides that to nonprofits. Now, most nonprofits don't use it because they don't know how to use it. It's a pretty complicated program. And so Church Marketing University has people that's all they do is run Google ad campaigns for churches. Another thing they'll do is when we have big events or like Christmas Eve service or other things that people who are just looking for stuff to do, because there's lots of people in the community that just want something to do, right? They're not necessarily looking for a church, but so then we push out those things that we have to do, that they will push it out to those folks. And then there are people who are looking for care and prayer and support, and so they will run prayer advertising campaigns where very simply we're asking the community, how can we pray for you? And then when someone sends a prayer request, there will be someone or a team of people within the church who will audio record a prayer, which, yes, that means saying a prayer out loud. I know for Lutherans, that's like not something that's, you know, super exciting. But they will record themselves praying and then send it to that person. And then that person will have, like, they'll get to hear somebody praying for them. And then it'll open up a dialogue of conversation. So what we're looking for that is for folks who spend some time in front of their computer, on social media, or are willing to be trained in those things. And the training is not overly complicated. And Church Marketing University does all of the training. So, you know, and we have IT folks that can help with that as well. And then also not just managing the effort on our end for the marketing and advertising part, but then when people come in the door, what do we do with them? How do we connect with them in an intentional way? We do a pretty good job of that here already, intuitively, but we want to make sure that as we're getting volunteers on a regular visitors on a regular basis, that we are not just worrying about getting them, but how do we help them engage? How do we connect them and keep them, hopefully? So any questions about that? I think right now, like most teams on any of these are like a team of 3 to 5, you know, would be enough. And I'm actively involved in all of the teams and in this one in particular, because I'm getting it going. But right now there are some different defined roles that I would talk to somebody about who was interested. So, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and switch.
Laura Buck. Is that she undervalued herself and had $1 and pastor got $5?
I know. I was going to say, of course pastor's great. I saw the picture. I thought it was this person, person.
Yeah, that's Laura.
This is Pitman, but yeah, I don't know who Band-Aid is. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is
the minister.
You got to do that online. That's for the online folks.
Oh, okay. So my name is My name is Than Wongren, and I'm representing Stephen Ministry today. And I'd like to just read one sentence for you about what Stephen Ministry is. It is a one-on-one lay caring ministry that provides high-quality, confidential, Christ-centered care to people facing a life challenge. Now, that's kind of a mouthful, and there's a lot in that one sentence. But basically what it is that as Stephen ministers, we walk alongside people who are in some kind of crisis or are having particular difficulty in their lives. And that could be somebody who's grieving the loss of a dear one. It could be someone who is having a crisis in their family. It could be the loss of a job. It could be illness. It could be any number of things that are causing upset in your life, that there's some kind of difficulty. Right now, we have 7 Stephen ministers, 3 men and 4 women, who are well-trained and ready to go. So generally, a male will be assigned to a male, a female assigned to a female. I shouldn't say generally. That's a pretty hard and fast rule. And it's confidential. It's Christ-centered. And ongoing. It's meant to be an extended period of time, so it could go on for a couple of months. It could be as long as 2 years, possibly, if that's what's needed to get this person through whatever crises they're experiencing. So the Stephen Ministry is right now in the process of revitalizing and reorganizing to get it much more visible in the congregation, so people know that this is something that is available to them. We will need very soon to train a team leader. Team leader is very essential to this, so we're looking to find someone from the team who will become a team leader in order to get this moving. So this service is open to anybody in the congregation, anybody who's a relative of yours, anybody who's from the community. It's open for everyone who feels that they could benefit from having a Stephen minister. And I've been doing this for 7 years and have found it a really rewarding ministry, just to listen, to walk alongside, to care, to be encouraging, to provide spiritual support for anyone who might need it. So if you know of anyone or you yourself feel you could benefit from this, just mark that on the card that's in your booklet, and then we will take it from there. Right now, the contact person would probably be the pastor. Most of the people that we would serve probably would come through the pastor. When we get a team leader trained, it could come through that person, who then determines who would be the Stephen minister best to serve you in particular. So those are the basics. It's confidential. Nobody will even know your name except the person who refers. That's the only person who would know your name. We don't reveal circumstances or anything else. So it's very confidential, and that should be comforting to people who might otherwise feel uncomfortable with this. So, any questions? Yes, there are 7. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's still here. We're trying to get it really reactivated and moving. So.
Great.
When Janet passed, she was the glue that held that group right together.
Right.
Thank you, Dan. So we have, I don't know if you heard, four female and three male Stephen ministers in the congregation for one-on-one caregiving. Yeah, that's good, and that's a good number, I think, for the size of the congregation.
Absolutely. I didn't realize we had that many. I know. Yeah.
Well, Dan, you know, Dan.
Pardon?
She had one.
Who are the new guys on the team in
a minute? Well, I don't know if it's new. It's new. Besides, Dan has joined the congregation. Yeah, Dan is new.
Hi there. Good afternoon, or sorry, good morning.
It's not quite afternoon yet.
Let's get in there.
Awesome. Well, I do see some familiar faces, but for those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Chris Stanos, and I am volunteering as part of the property management team here at King of Kings. So property management is...
You're going to need... for the online folks, they're asking you to use the mic at this table.
Oh, okay.
I think we get the... It should be on. Brian, right, mic's on. Good go.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. So as part of the property management team, it's kind of broad scope, but some of the things we do cleanup, groundskeeping, so trying to keep the parking lots and the garden beds and the prayer garden cleaned, and we're continuing to work on that to kind of cut back on some of the stuff that's there. We've done we did all the fire safety equipment. Kevin actually led that project and got that all done. We also have done this sound booth to improve that for our tech team. But we've got a lot of different things also coming up that we're looking forward to trying to get done. So some of that, you might have noticed that some of the sanctuary lighting needs to be replaced or fixed. So that's one that we're going to try to get some priority on, maybe add some decorative lighting as well. As well as we're going to take a look at the exterior doors, see what we can do to help improve their closing efforts and improve reduce the amount of bugs that can get in and that sort of thing, we might be able to do a few things with that. Some of the longer term things that we want to at least have some discussions around, including new carpeting, maybe for the sanctuary and fellowship hall. We can extend it. That'd be great. But we're going to have those discussions, get some information about pricing so we can have those discussions with the congregation, as well as siding would be one that we'd be interested in doing. So those are bigger projects, but things that we are looking at to kind of help give a little bit of a facelift to the church. What's needed? I think one of the big things, I maintain a list of different project ideas that we've had, and we try to tackle as many as we can throughout the year. We based on how much impact they have and how easily we can get them done and that sort of thing. But if you ever notice anything that around the church that you'd like us to look at, maybe a suggestion. The biggest thing, we always get help from those that are regularly attending that can maybe give us suggestions. It helps us to kind of see things that we aren't actually seeing right in the moment. So you can reach out to me. My contact information is in the directory. Or catch me at church at some point and you can point something out or let me know. But as far as, if you have any, skills, or even if you're just interested in what projects we have coming down the, that we want to get some volunteers for, feel free to reach out to me. I don't have a huge maintenance background. I've got, we've got people like Rob and Jerry that are really good at, doing some of that, those activities, but I try to help out where I can, and we're always looking for volunteers like that as well. Anyone who would like to do something, whether it's in the gardens or, around the property. So one thing we do have coming up in the near term is the cleanup event for the fall. So that will be October 7th from 1 to 4 p.m. Feel free. We will have... I will be bringing a lot of equipment, but if there are, any gardening tools, we can always use maybe an additional weed whacker. Feel free to bring that as well. That'll be a good opportunity for us. Brian's working on potentially getting the Cub Scouts to come out, and we're going to have quite a few volunteers to hopefully help and clean out the garden beds in the parking lot and some of the things that we need to do before fall, cut back on some of the plants and whatnot. So it'll be a good event. It'll be fun. There'll be a snack and everything like that. Feel free to come for part of it or all of it, whatever you can make, and we'd be happy to have you. So I think that's kind of what we do. Are there, if there are any questions, you know, you can ask it, or I can meet you after.
Are we going to maintain the outdoor sanctuary?
The prayer?
The outdoor altar and sitar.
Oh, so that's, yeah. I think we probably need to have more of a discussion on whether we would use it, and if it's not something that we would utilize, then. But it is definitely a good suggestion and something we should have a conversation about. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, it's a great suggestion. Exactly. Okay, great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm going to ask you to shirt me out, please. Best looking one in the group.
That's a fabulous beard.
Well, this is like makeup for men, you know, because if I shaved it, it would be terrible. So I look about 12 when I shave it. So,
all right. So I think you guys know who I am. At least I hope you do. I'm Lucas, praise and worship director here. Other denominations, I'd be worship leader or pastor of music ministry. So what we do is I'm in charge of the praise team. And what we're trying to do is, from what I understand, I've only been here about 4.5 years, is we're changing the mentality of the praise team from a task-driven organization or task-driven group of just rehearsing on Sundays or rehearsing on Tuesdays and performing on Sundays. I use performing lightly because we're actually leading worship, to a more of a faith-forming group. So we're more focused on worshiping together and growing each other's faith journey, being in charge of everybody's faith journey. So any questions? It's pretty simple. Ways we're going to do that. I'm really excited about this. This is now the 8th time I've said this, but we're going to incorporate these things we're going to call worship nights. So on Tuesdays, we're going to start probably once a month, where we get together as a team, and the congregation will be involved, is invited too, where we're going to be singing songs, we're going to be praying together, praying for everybody's needs, maybe have some scripture that we'll read together, and then we'll get together and do that before rehearsal, and then whoever's singing for that week will stay for rehearsal. I'm really excited about that. And then once we, you know, get doing that regularly, I'd like to branch out to the community by singing at some assisted living homes, doing some singer-songwriter open mic stuff, and then possibly you know, just getting out in the community and sharing the gospel through music, because that's how I worship. So if you played an instrument a long time ago, you're more than welcome to come by, or if you didn't realize you could sing, I know you can. I know you can sing, because you heard me on Sunday. Everybody can sing. Everybody can sing. Whether it's my grandpa is the world's worst singer, but he sings with a fervor that I've never heard anybody else sing with. So, so if he can do it, you know, I think you guys can.
Sing, right?
It says in Psalms that sing with a joyful noise. But what is a joyful noise, right? My grandma must love his singing, because I certainly don't. But you know, yeah. But Jesus loves it. So yeah. So. You have any questions? I've got, they rotate. Yeah, I've got probably 7 or 8 singers. Right now we're down an instrumentalist. We got Bruce that has been taking some time off, but he's in and out. And then John obviously is sick, but he's part of it too. So I've got 3 instrumentalists and probably 8 singers, I'm thinking, counting myself. So, yeah. There's room to grow. And that's the thing. Like, I think what we're doing today with the acoustic guitar and maybe like a cajon or piano is where this team needs to be right now. I loved when we were the full rock band, but that can be a little bit much for people. So I feel like just having the more subdued singer-songwriter is more approachable to people. So, and we'll take anybody. If you play saxophone, I'd love to have you play a saxophone, clarinet, viola, bagpipes, whatever, you know, like we can make it work, you know. Kazoo, you know. Right? A musical saw, you know. You know, and I'm here on Tuesdays. I would love to have people want to learn an instrument. I'm more than willing to teach someone how to play a cajon or plunk on the piano. You know, it's not tough. You know, it's you just have to have the love to play music and the love of Jesus, and it will happen. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have any band kids?
Well, you guys did, of course, and does sing choir. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the whole goal, my idea, and I guess I'm spitballing to you guys, the first table I've said this to, but like the whole idea would be to have teams within the praise team. So like these people play together, these people play together, these people play together. So we have the rotation, so it's not just on certain few people that do it every week, you know, like giving someone like Angie a week off or Tabitha a week off. You know, I mean, they love to sing, so they probably won't take a week off. But the fact that if they take a week off, I have enough people to like rotate in. They don't feel like they have to do it every week, you know. Exactly, because burnout is a thing, you know, and especially when we've really cut down our song library to about 50 songs. So if you're playing every week, and the whole idea by that is. I'll be done now.
All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. So thank you for your engagement. And so I'd invite you just to reflect on a question. We're going to have communion, and then we'll close our service. As you've heard these different engagement opportunities, what engagement opportunities do you feel inspired by the Spirit of the Lord to learn more about? And so, as I mentioned at the beginning, there is a card that you can indicate. If it's just something you have questions that went unanswered, if you just want to learn more just for your own knowledge, or if you think maybe that God is prompting you to consider being involved in that way, even if it's a way that you've never been involved in a church before, but you're feeling drawn to that. So indicate any of those opportunities on the card. And then when you leave today, you'll leave your offering in the offering plate, and you can also drop your cards in the offering plate. And then somebody, probably either the spokesperson for that opportunity or another member of the team, will be back in touch with you in the next few days. So let me pray, and then we'll move into our time of communion. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the way in which you lead and guide and work within us. All the things that are going on, I know in putting this together, I was just amazed at all that is going on in our family of faith. It's just awesome. And I'm grateful for all the people who help, who are already serving in these ways or in other ways that weren't highlighted because we had to cut some things just to make this fit almost into our regular service times. So we just give thanks for how you provide volunteers and resources and connections. Lord, just continue to lead us and guide us into the congregation that you are calling us to be. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're going to celebrate communion. The way we're going to do that is there will be four communion stations in the four corners of the room. We have prepackaged elements that you will receive. And then when you, after you receive that, those elements, you can drop what remains in the baskets that are around. You are also welcome to go to our prayer cross to light a candle for any prayers that you might have. And so we remember that it was in the night in which he was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is God's new promise in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, we come before you at your table, who for all those who are in need of grace, all those who are in need of healing, all those who are in need of your love. We pray for those folks that we carry in our hearts, those that we have listed in our sunlight, those who we have pushed out via email to our prayer chains. We ask that you would cover them with your love and grace and mercy, just as you cover us with the same. We lift these things up to you, remembering the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So I'm going to invite communion assistants to come forward. Just as a reminder, it's been a while since we've used the prepackaged elements. This is the element that is glutened, and this is the elements that are non-glutened. And juice is also in this one. So regardless, or whatever your preference is, take that as you come forward. Thank you. please rise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the gift of grace you have given to us. You have promised that what has begun at this table will continue in us and through us until it is complete. What you have done for us, send us to do for others so that your love, grace, and power can be known to all who long for true life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And now receive this blessing. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be discouraged. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is with you wherever you go. Amen. You may be seated. Just a few announcements. So as you've heard today, there is a lot going on in our family of faith. We give thanks to God for that. So we're serving a meal today at Hope Adult Shelter. You can see Gene for that today at 2:30. If you're, I think we have enough food, but if you are able to volunteer this afternoon, we would love to have you do that. And then our field trip to Brookwood Fruit Farms, please get your signups in for that. It'll help the team to prepare for that. So there was a signup link that went out, and there's also a signup in the lobby, a paper signup as well. So it's going to be a fun day of apple picking and hay riding and donut eating and cider drinking, and so join us for that. And then there's an outdoor cleanup. You heard from Chris about that, October 7th from 1 to 4. I would love to have you participate. Snacks and refreshments will be provided. Help us clean up before winter. And then starting October 8th, we will be going back to our two-service format at 8:15 and 9:30. Now, along with that, we have two opportunities for faith formation. You heard about Growth Lab from Christine. One special note about Growth Lab is that if you sign up for Growth Lab by October 1st, you will be entered into a drawing for a Lava Mountain gift card, coffee beans, coffee cup. I think Laura had that she was sharing around for the adults. So I could tell you all the reasons why you should come to Growth Lab, but you can just come and find out how good it's going to be for yourself. And then kid clubs are starting as well. So for those of you who are adults who have kids, we'd love for you to be a part of Growth Lab, and then we have something for your kids. And it's an opportunity for us to support our high school students as well. These kid clubs are all their idea. So they have planned it. They're running it. We're given a budget. And so we would love for you to involve your kids. And it's going to be a lot of fun opportunity for them to build relationships, to find community and connection together as we grow together as a family of faith with them. And then again, lastly, our offering as you leave today, just drop it in the plate. And we're grateful for those who give online as well. God is good all the time. Have a great Sunday. Vision course will start in the fellowship hall in about 5 minutes.